The next podcast on Islam beliefs and teachings focuses on the key beliefs of Sunni Islam and Shia Islam. Let's begin where we talk about Sunni Islam first. When the Prophet Muhammad died, the majority of Muslims thought that only the Quran, the Muslim holy book, and the Sunnah, Muhammad's teachings and actions, had the authority to guide the beliefs and behaviour of Muslims. They elected Abu Bakr to be their next leader, Caliph, to act on behalf of God, and Muhammad to make sure people follow God's laws. The Caliphs did not make the laws, they enforced the ones that the community had considered the views of scholars who studied the Quran and the Sunnah. This group of Muslims came to be called Sunnis, meaning the followers of the Sunnah. In Sunni Islam, they believe in the idea of the six articles of faith. Now, we must say at the beginning, this is separate from the five pillars of Islam. The five pillars of Islam are the Shahada, which is the belief in the one God, Salah, which means praying, Saum, which means fasting, Zakar, which means giving to charity, and Hajj, which means going on a pilgrimage to Mecca. So it must be remembered that the six articles of faith are separate from the five pillars of Islam. The six articles of faith in Sunni Islam are that there is only one God, that the belief in angels are messengers of God to humans, the Quran is the most important writing and the highest authority in Islam, Muhammad, whose name means highly praised, is the most important prophet of God, the Day of Judgment is when all humanity will be judged by God and either sent to paradise or to hell, and also the belief in the supremacy of God's will, meaning that God knows what is going to happen, but also makes happen everything that occurs in the world and, of course, in the lives of humans. Now, Shia Islam are another group of Muslims who believe that when Muhammad died, he had named his cousin Ali to be his successor. Ali was one of the earliest converts to Islam and was married to Muhammad's daughter Fatima. Ali and his supporters thought that the true leader, called the Imam, had to be a descendant of the Prophet Muhammad and chosen by God. Each Imam would identify the next one before they died. Ali's claims to be the new leader of Islam were ignored by many Muslims. Over a time, a split developed between the followers of Ali's party, known as the Shias, and the Sunni Muslims. Today, the Shias have their own interpretation of Islamic laws and only accept sayings of Muhammad that have been passed down through Ali or his followers. Shia and Sunni Islam hold many elements in common, such as the belief in God, the prophethood of Muhammad, the guidance of the Quran, and following the Sunnah. They only differ in certain interpretations of aspects and belief, and in the emphasis they put on the key beliefs. Now, having just discussed the six articles of faith in Sunni Islam, we should now mention that in Shia Islam, they have the five roots of Usul al-Din. Usul al-Din means the principles or roots of the religion. The roots of a tree keep it alive and firmly attached to the source of its life. For Shia Muslims, these five principles keep them firmly rooted in God, the source of life. They believe in Tawhid, the belief in the idea there is one God. They believe also in prophethood, meaning that Muhammad is God's last prophet, the most important prophet, and God's revelations through him are true. They believe that God is just and wise, cannot do wrong, and holds humans accountable for their actions. They also believe in the idea of the Imamate. Now, this is a separate belief from Sunni Islam. The Imamate are 12 Imams who are the leaders of Islam. The first was Ali. And lastly, Shia Muslims believe that they will be resurrected the Day of Judgment to be judged by God. Now, there are 6 articles of faith in Sunni Islam and 5 roots of Usul al-Din in Shia Islam. Some of them do cross over, for example, the belief in the idea there is one God. They also believe in the idea of prophethood. They also cross over the idea of the Day of Judgment. And essentially, the idea that God is just is the same belief in both, the supremacy of God's will. One slight difference between the two of them is that one of the 6 articles of faith is that that Sunnis believe in the authority of the holy books and angels, which, whilst accepted by, of course, Shia Islam, does not form one of the 5 roots of Usul al-Din. So to recap this topic, when Islam was founded, sometime after its founding and the death of the Prophet Muhammad, Sunni and Shia Islam split. In today's world, roughly around 85 to 90% of the Muslim world is Sunni, whilst 10 to 15% are Shia. Sunni Muslims believe in the 6 articles of faith, whilst Shia Islam follow the 5 roots of Usul al-Din.